Wasted enough time of the American people the last few months. Let's start moving forward to get things done rather than just stalling.
I want to thank my entire staff, many of whom have been here all night, have been here. And after this has proceeded, I intend to enter their names in the record, but I will not read them at this point in the chamber. I want to thank the Democratic senators who have presided, Senator Baldwin, Senator Manchin, Senator Warren, Senator Donnelly, Senator Kaine, Senator Murphy, Senator Schatz, Senator Baldwin again, Senator Donnelly, Senator Durbin, Senator Heitkamp, and Senator Markey.
All right, 20-plus hours later, a nice strong cup of coffee and a vote. Ted Cruz, some people thought he was genius to do that. Others thought he was nuts. Pete King says Cruz was selling phony goods, and Ted Cruz says some of the GOP are simply defeatists. But in the end, the Obamacare funds clear the first hurdle anyway, and that was after a unanimous vote, one that Ted Cruz himself voted on with the Democrats after the 21 hours of railing against government funding. It was 99 senators from both parties that voted to push the spending plan ahead, but they were expected to do that. So it was very rare to see 100 zip vote on any kind of a procedural measure, and it means that it avoids the partial government shutdown next week. But it can be amended by the Senate Democrats to restore the money for Obamacare, which it will be. That was eliminated last week by House Republicans. So Cruz got some criticism from John McCain, from Mitch McConnell, other party standard bearers that have been there forever and a day. But he was able to hold his own ground and stay on the Senate floor the entire time, getting spelled for mental relief a little bit by a couple of his friends that helped out, like Senator Marco Rubio, and a few others made their way to the floor, too. Mike Lee was another one, trying to help him get through that. In the meantime, now what happens is we push this forward. One of the things that House Republicans say they're going to propose is a package of measures which would include a one-year delay in the full implementation of Obamacare, sort of as a proposal to extend the debt limit for a year. I mean, so here we go again. It's the same ring around the rosy, just a couple of different measures. The Treasury Department said emphatically that the debt ceiling, which is the amount that we owe, that the federal government can borrow to pay its bills, has to be raised by October 17th, or else that's a default. And that's huge. If there's a default, we know what happens then. I mean, we're talking first about government shutdown, and then we're also talking about the debt ceiling, too. The last debt ceiling fight, if you remember, in 2011, caused the first ever downgrade of our credit rating, and the president and the top Dems say playing politics with it now is going to cause more economic harm with this still fragile recovery. So give me a break here. If you roll the tape back to 2011, then the whole idea was, well, if we do this, then we're not going to see this happen again. And of course, we keep seeing the same thing happen over and over again. Can it be stopped? Of course it can be stopped. It can be stopped if we have some true negotiators who get elected in this country, and if we actually have some common sense. So third party people who aren't afraid to go it on their own. I mean, that's one thing about Ted Cruz, whether he's off the chain or not, he is what he is and what he was elected for. There is no mystery to that. There's no magic in it. He what he ran on is exactly what he was doing. You know, the other day, the people in his district agree with Cruz. They don't want Obamacare. That's what he was elected on, landslide. That's what the whole thing is. But it's interesting because then you have a fellow Republican who's a major dissenter of Cruz's, the Congressman Pete King, longtime congressman from New York. He says that the first-term freshman senator is like a medicine man selling goods that he knows are phony, are crap. He's saying that what's happening is Cruz takes a good cause, the cause of trying to repeal affordable care, and uses it for his purposes. So he's trying to bolster his chances to run for president or become what Pete King says is a folk hero to the Tea Party. And he said, you know what? We don't owe any loyalty to Ted Cruz. So Cruz spent late summer, if you remember, on the Defund Obamacare tour trying to push that whole thing forward and telling Congress to vote his way, and that was the whole idea. So Cruz is still, like I said, who he is. There's nothing fraudulent about that, because this was what he was elected on, and that's what he was pushing forward. And that's why the 21-plus hours. But in the end, it doesn't matter as far as Obamacare is concerned, because that is going to keep rolling forward. And yes, there are going to be people who are furious when they see that their premiums go up, but then there's going to be people that, you know, also get insurance. There's going to be a lot of push-pull in this country, I think, once every individual or family realizes what will happen to them. Whether it doesn't really change anything, because there's some people that will fall into that category, or whether it completely changes what they're paying. And in some cases, like people in California, some of the people in California, I mean, it's an outrageous amount of money they're talking about for some of these premiums. I don't know how anyone could afford it, honestly. And see, here's the thing. The idea of the affordable health care and flushing it out a little bit more, and of course we're going to do that the next couple of weeks. October 1st is when the enrollment process starts. The problem will be is who qualifies. People have a misunderstanding, I think, in what they qualify for. It's only certain people will qualify for those exchanges. So it's not set up that anybody can grab onto it and say, well, my health care isn't affordable. It's really quite the opposite of that. Coming up on America Tonight, don't forget, we have our Nail the Score. We're only going to do it in our last two segments of this hour. We're going to do it in the last two segments, and once we reveal the game of the week, you can call in at 855-266-5283 or send us an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Favorite moments of Ted Cruz in the hours that he talked? I thought the green eggs and ham was pretty clever, and then telling his kids to go to bed. The Panama hat thing, talking about Panama hats with Mike Lee, and figuring out ways to fill time, because that's what he had to do in that 20-plus hours. I mean, almost a full day, you got to think about it. Just take it from another point of view. Do you think that you could talk standing up, could you talk for a full day? Some of you who call the show, I have a feeling you would give a good run at it. But I don't know. A whole day, I'm saying no breaks. You're not walking away, grabbing a Sammy, taking a potty break. None of that. No restroom stops. I'm saying you are on the floor for a full day, because it was almost a full day for him. That is crazy, isn't it? Crazy. All right, stay with us. On the flip side, video and 911 calls, should they be released in heinous situations? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Reminder here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coming back on our next segment. We've got Nailed the Score, your chance to clear the prize closet. All you have to do is correctly nail the score of our chosen game of the week in the NFL. Because after all, we do have to lighten the load. So many ridiculous things ruminating around us that we got to take a breath once in a while and have a little fun. So we're going to have a little fun in our next segment, our next 2 segments after this. All right, this certainly is a rough call. Newtown, Connecticut, Sandy Hook Elementary, 911 calls that would make the hair on your arm stand straight up. There's been a push from the Associated Press and other media to release the 911 calls, and they have not been released. That happened back on December 14th. There is a Danbury state attorney who is pushing and has ordered the Newtown police not to make the tapes public because he's saying that they were part of an ongoing criminal investigation. Now, the Connecticut Freedom of Information Commission unanimously ruled that the town police had violated state law when they refused a request for a copy of the tape by the Associated Press. So after this ruling came down, Steven Sedensky, who is that attorney I mentioned, he says, I'm pushing this. He's going to appeal the ruling to the state superior court. So what does that mean? The commission rules that the fact of the investigation wasn't enough to restrict it, that the state had to prove that the tapes would be used in some kind of law enforcement action that would be damaged by their release. So here's the thing. The commission chair and the attorney and the police officers, none of them, right, listened to the recorded calls before they were sealed. So they haven't even listened to the calls, right? only knowing that what witnesses say or people heard on 911 calls, they just sealed it. I mean, they were after how horrific that was. Remember how many kids were killed in this? How many people in all were killed at Sandy Hook Elementary? And, of course, the reaction to it, 20 kids, I mean, 26 people altogether killed by Adam Lanza at the school. So I think they didn't want to hear the 911 calls. So should you be allowed to hear the 911 calls? Is that something that would make a difference? It is freedom of information, and that's what the AP is pushing for. And I think in the end those calls are going to be unsealed and released. But do we need to hear those calls? Do we need to know what was in those calls? Is there some relevance to that 911 call? I mean, there are certainly some 911 calls that play a part in cases and across America in courtrooms. I mean, we've seen that. Remember, even if you go to the George Zimmerman trial, that the whole idea of who said what on the 911 tape was huge. Both mothers, Zimmerman's mother and Trayvon Martin's mother, claiming that the one voice they heard was their son's, both of them saying that. And there have been 911 calls that have nailed people in murder scenes and other stuff. And then there have been the 911 calls that are pretty heroic that we definitely like to play, where there's a kid that calls in and reports something happening and saves a mother's life who's fallen on the floor, or talks about somebody breaking into the house and then they're rescued and they're told to be calm and all that kind of stuff. I mean, so some of the calls are not horrific. These are awful. I can't even listen to them calls. Remember the 911 calls from 9/11 when they were released and hearing those calls. Ugh, the people stuck in the towers saying, what do I do? And somebody, one of the operators saying, oh, it's going to be okay. Don't worry. Someone's going to on their way. They're going to get you. And then, of course, the towers fell. And there were other horrific calls about things that were happening there. There were some just awful, awful phone calls. And they released those 911 calls right away. So in this case of Newtown, Connecticut, they're not doing it. It's sealed. And I don't know. Is this something that we have to hear? And speaking of hearing things, how about seeing some chilling video from Aaron Alexis when he arrived at the Navy Yard over a week ago, where you can see him on the tape and he's running in the halls of the Navy Yard building, and workers, at one point you can see workers running away. You see him just looking like anybody coming to work. You know, he's got on a polo shirt, and he's got on black dress pants, and he has his ID around his neck, and there's no way you would think this guy getting out of this car that pulls in, just some normal-looking guy going to work in D.C., but it's chilling how methodical he was, and they're saying he's delusional, that he was paranoid, and he was delusional, and that's what they're attributing to the shooting. And the thing that he left this note about low frequency attacks driving him to kill, that there was these weird electromagnet waves, and then he went on that rampage. And on his, he had spelled out the words, my ELF, ELF weapon, for the sawed-off Remington 870 shotgun that he brought into the military's Navy Yard on that morning of September 16th. And that's that, again, electromagnetic waves. And that is technology, by the way, used for submarines. And there are some conspiracy theorists who believe the government uses that to monitor and manipulate unsuspecting citizens. That's what he was saying happened. And he shook up Washington, certainly. There's a lot of questions as to why he did it and whether anyone told him, you know, he told anyone about his plans and all that sort of stuff. They're still looking into it. The assistant director of the FBI, Valerie Parlev, is saying that they've determined that he acted alone. And did he talk to anyone email-wise or any of that in front of the TAC? And they're saying no, no, no. But seeing him on that video is creepy, the surveillance video and the photos. And was it the right thing to do to release that? He had a rented blue Toyota Prius with some New York plates on it that he drove into the parking garage. And then 15 minutes later, carrying a backpack into the building. And then going and crouching and prowling the halls and the stairwells. Oof. The video to me is, boy, the gun was cocked and ready to go. He was ready to fire. And he went on to kill 12 people and wounded four others that day. Four others. He picked up a Beretta handgun, and then eventually he exchanged fire with the cops. And if you think of the time he went into the building, around 7:53 exactly, the whole ordeal ends at 9:25, and then he's dead on the third floor. And here he had come into Washington on August 25th for a contracting project. But before that, he told police in Newport, Rhode Island, that he heard voices coming from the walls of the hotel he'd been staying at. And nothing was done. So he stayed at two different hotels. And then once the contracting job began, then that was it. He got the shotgun, made his decision, and boom. That was it. And didn't tell anyone. And his background, his history, his mental health, his criminal history, all of that completely, completely missed when he was vetted out through a very expensive company that works for the government doing the vetting, where they're paid $200 million and they could not find anything in his background. Oh, that's the part that still really sticks with me. All right, we're going to lighten the load coming up around the bend here on America Tonight with Nail the Score. Stick with us.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive in the direst of situations. There's a wide wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy, resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
To kick it into Nail the Score, a traditional game that we have played the entire time that I've been here on America Tonight. And a lot of you participate, not even by calling, a lot of you send your guesses in through the internet by hitting us up at americatonight.net. So without further ado, let's try to nail the score.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed. I don't know if I even asked Nathan to get out the computer this time around. Nathan, did you get the computer out?
Oh, it's here. You know, we got the whole other room that's got the, 1940s computer.
And we have great equipment. We have great engineers. Our pal George, everybody. I mean, he's like the night owl. He's always there. Everybody's great over at GCN. And they're working hard. And they've got that computer ready to roll. So, Nathan, let it fly. Oh, there it is. Well, I'll tell you what. This is a surprise. The game that we are going to try and nail, my friends, because we tried the experiment of having people decide what game to nail. How about this game? This is a shocker that it picked it, but okay, the game of the week is going to be The Bears and the Lions. The Bears and the Lions. So who do you think wins this? Is it Chicago? They're 3-0. The Lions are 2-1. If you went by the odds makers, the Detroit Lions are favored by 3 in this. The gosh, this is a tough one. It's a 1 o'clock East Coast Sunday kick. And looking at it, you know, just kind of previewing what could happen here. The Bears are looking for their first 4-0 start in 7 years, but they're undefeated through the first three, obviously. But they've had some luck with interceptions and a couple of other things that have happened. Their scoring defense, I looked this up, they're at like 24.7 points a game. They're 25th in yards allowed, so over 383. But, you know, stats are stats. Just lining up the guys on both sides of this. And there's definitely a push for them to hit that 4-0 mark. And then you look at, you know, you look at Reggie Bush, who's coming back from a knee injury. He missed last week's game. But he's supposed to be the Lions, and that's going to be a boost for their offense, because they're, what, fourth in the NFL, something like that. So I'm going to say, I am going to say, I have a lot of friends in Chicago, and I like Chicago, but I'm going to say the Lions win this one, and I think it's going to be 27-24. What do you say? Don't be shy. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. You only have two segments now. We're down to two segments. That's all we're giving you on this one. And then same thing for email. So if you want to nail the score, you have to do it pretty quickly. There's no more lollygagging. I always get people that send me emails after the windows have closed. It doesn't work. Once the windows are down, because it's not fair to anyone else who stays up, calls, gets off of work or whatever, or sends the emails in when they're supposed to. So let's go to Rick in Illinois. Once again, our leadoff guy. Rick, what do you say?
Hey, you're all wrong. Wrong, wrong. Take the Bears.
The Bears, of course,
you're the Super Bowl.
You're a Bears fan, so what do you think the score is?
Bears 31, Detroit 13.
Oh, my gosh. So you think it's going to be like a massacre?
Well, sure. Playing the Bears.
Well, sure, it's the Bears. All right, Rick, you are in the books 31-13. And this is Rick's team. Keep that in mind. I have a lot of cousins and friends that live in Chicago, and they think the Bears are going to win it, too, not Detroit. You know, whatever we say about what's happening on the Detroit side of the ball, Bears fans really believe that this is inevitable, especially at home. And Jay Cutler, their quarterback, is he's going to improve. If you look against the Steelers, he was 20 of 30 for 159 yards, but he didn't have any interceptions. And he's only been sacked 3 times this season. Although those 2 sacks came last week. So that wasn't good. That wasn't good. Remember, send me your guesses at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. All right, RC in Illinois. He's going to say, I know what he's going to say. He's going to say Chicago, too. RC, are you going to say the Bears, too?
Of course.
All right, what do you think the score is going to be?
It's going to be 34-21.
Now, see, that's more realistic, 34-21. You know, Matty Stafford is no slouch on the other side of that ball. He can throw a deep ball.
I understand that, but they're going into Bears territory, and Bears are playing well, and they're not going to let up.
So. All right, so so you're saying the Bears? Are you a big Bears fan?
No. Not at all. No, I'm sorry. No, just, you know, you got to calculate and evaluate. So yeah.
I like that. Calculate and evaluate. Say, there's no science to this guessing either, so that's perfect. Because it's like picking lottery numbers.
You know, I'm just throwing tea leaves in the wind, so who cares?
Yep. Yeah, that's what I say. That's exactly right. I think it's so funny, RC. They pay these guys, these ex-football players on Fox and NBC and CBS and all over the place to give you this analysis by paralysis, and then they pick them. They do these picks, and all they're doing is picking. I mean, look, I like Jimmy Johnson. I used to cover Jimmy Johnson, but when he's up there saying, you mark my words, the Eagles are going to win this week or whatever, it's like, no, you have no idea. You're just picking.
You don't. Oh, Jesus Christ, honey. Listen, yeah. I'll acquiesce to you at any time. You know more about sports than anybody I know because you're level-headed. Okay?
So you think.
I don't know about all that, but, you know, that's going somewhere else. But anyway, no. In the next week, they're all red-faced and they're moaning, and especially Terry Bradshaw, who I happen to love. Well, we didn't quite get it right, and boo, what the heck, and so whatever.
You imitate him well. That's good. That's a good Terry Bradshaw imitation. He's got to be feeling the pain with his Steelers are falling apart on all cylinders.
They're decimated. They're like the Yankees and the Lakers and a whole bunch of other ball clubs. They're desperate. And they're not coming back this week. So that's all.
All right, RC, we got you locked and loaded. Thanks for the call. It's funny he brings up the Yankees, RC does, because the Yankees haven't made this is only the second time in 19 years that the Yankees have not made the playoffs. Because now we're coming down to the nitty-gritty in baseball, and you always expect the Yankees to be there. But you know what? Boston is the team. They're going to be there this year. They've already clinched a spot. And you think of where but of course they have different players. You think of where they were last year. They were horrific last year. With a ridiculous amount of losses, and they've turned it around. It's the opposite. You know, they lost 93 games. It was their worst season since mid-60s, and now they've cruised into the playoffs with their whole beards and the scenarios there. But the Yankees, it's the opposite thing for the Pinstripers. They on Mariano Rivera's last farewell tour, one of the greatest closers in the game, they don't have anything to show for postseason because they're not going to the postseason. All right, if you just tuned in, instead of nailing a Democrat or nailing any kind of politician, we're not doing that. We're nailing the score. Yep, because we got to lighten the load here on this show once in a while, and I have a prize closet to empty, and you could win the prizes, frankly, if you correctly nail the score. The game of the week is the Lions and the Bears. So who do you think wins this? The Bears are 3-0. They are 3-0. And the Lions are 2-1. But, you know, what have we seen in the first couple of games? You could look at all sides of this and talk about the offensive line and talk about Matt Stafford, who is thrown big numbers, over 1,000 yards, 6 touchdowns, a couple of interceptions, but he's got to have his receivers on par with him, and the defense has to be giving him some space with those receivers, right? And it's kind of a toss-up because they're missing Nate Burleson. That was a big loss. And then you look at Reggie Bush. As I said, he had a knee injury, but he comes back. So they got something that could help them on the ground. This is it really is actually a tough one, I think, to call. I do. What do you think, America? Don't be shy. Jump on the phone. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or shoot me an email with your guess. Lions or the Bears, what's the final score? Nail it for me. AmericaTonight.net.
The
National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made in the USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
September is National Preparedness Month. That's right. We like to call it Preptember. And there's no better place to get prepped than with emergency essentials at BePrepared.com. This month only, save 40% on our super supply of freeze-dried vegetables. That's a savings of $159. Freeze-dried pork sausage crumbles are 39% off. Regularly $39.95, now just $23.99. There's a lot more. Call emergency essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Says, Kate, I used to like you. How can I pick my Bears? It's the Bears all the way. RC and Rick are correct. The Bears win this one 40-24. Woo! Jay Cutler is going to go from the opposite end of this. He's going to light up the boards, apparently. All right, nailing the score is there is no scientific process. It's like RC said, reading the tea leaves. You're just pulling it out of the air. Doesn't matter. Who do you think is going to win? Is it going to be the Bears or the Lions? And what do you think the final score is of this game? If you correctly nailed the score, you get bragging rights. Woohoo! But you also win some prizes from America Tonight, so that's pretty cool. Hey, it doesn't cost you a cent, right? It's like when you throw down in the lottery because you hear about the story about the guy in South Carolina. Oh, his wife made him go with him to the convenience store to get some milk and Twizzlers and some dog food. And then he just saw how big the prize was, so he threw out $20, and then he wins half of $400 million or whatever crazy amount it was. Then he doesn't have to tell anyone his name either, because you can be anonymous in South Carolina. Woohoo! So, you may be listening right now. Let's go to Phil in Missouri. Hey, Phil, how are you?
I'm not doing too bad. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you. What do you think, Phil? Do you like the Lions or the Bears in this?
I'm going Bears, 27-21.
Oh, you guys are making me nervous that you have a line on the Bears. So you think the Bears are going to... Well, maybe after last week with Jay Cutler, maybe he does light it up more.
I'm looking for a score on Detroit. Detroit hasn't impressed me much this year. I think even Dallas could beat Detroit.
Yeah, they haven't been. That's a good point. They have not been pressed very much at all. Well, Phil, enjoy the game, and I hope you nail the score. Maybe you're going to be a winner. Thank you, Phil. I like Phil. He's been calling the show for a while, and he likes sports. He likes football too. I know that for sure. Anyway, football's the best. I mean, this is the best time of year if you like any kind of sports, because you have baseball winding down to its second season, because really the postseason is where it's at. And they've done all the crappy games once they get there. Well, you hope. And then you have, you know, week four in the NFL. So it's still pretty decent. We're still in the beginning of this thing. And then you get the fall weather. So you get the great weather changing. It's good. It's my favorite time of year. This and then the beginning of summer, I would say, probably. But it all kind of runs together, doesn't it, anymore? I know I've jumped on these airwaves and said that, but it's true. It can't just be me. I'm not the only one who thinks everything just sort of runs together. Plus we have fall back, the clocks. Oh. I hate spring ahead, but I like fall back. I know some people don't. They don't like the whole dark thing, and they'd rather be the reverse. But anyway, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or you can shoot me an email at americatonight.net. I've hardly gone through those, just one or two. Well, actually, just one. And I'll hit, I've got at least five more, it looks like, coming in, so I will go to the email in a second, but this game was not the game that we chose, but the big story in the NFL, which is interesting, Greg Schiano, who was the coach of Rutgers and took over the Tampa Bay Bucks, the Glazer family losing their mind and saying, oh, this guy, we need someone like this, so let's just give him a bunch of money. Anyway, Schiano has, I think, struggled with Tampa Bay, and he wants to make a change at quarterback, and he's making the change at quarterback, and he decided to bench Josh Freeman for a rookie. So here's what he had to say about that.
Mark Dominic and I spent a lot of time together and in some intense meetings trying to decide what's best for our football team. We got with our ownership. When we came to a conclusion as a group, we made the decision organizationally that we're going to make a change at quarterback, and now Mike Glennon is our starting quarterback.
Yeah, they say they think it's beneficial for him with the bye week coming up after Sunday's game against the Cardinals that they can start the week and have a couple of weeks for the coaches to look at what he does and make the adjustments before they play the Eagles on the 13th. But this could be a risky move. And now there's been talk about a trade, so there's a possibility of Josh Freeman being traded, and that could happen. You know, Schiano, it's interesting because Monday he said that Freeman was still the starter, even though he had completed fewer than 50% of his passes during this 0-3 start. I mean, the Bucs are terrible. They're terrible. Can I get a player or two? They look like... The Bad News Bears, if they were football. Remember that movie? They're terrible. It was unwatchable football. I was somewhere, and the only game they had on was the Bucks. I was like, oh. You know, and I have family that lives there. I'm like, then I know they watch them. I'm like, can't you just put something else on? I can't watch this anymore. It's painful. It's boring. It's terrible.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.